Case remains under investigation, but the preliminary investigation does not indicate foul play. The detectives working the case have additional information to review and evidence to put the case together to try and determine what happened. I would like to ask the press to respect the privacy of the family in regards to their loss. The Green Bay Police Department would like to acknowledge everyone that assisted with this investigation and the support the community gave to the Zhang family in our department during this time. And now I can answer some questions for you.
Okay, Carl, I guess does the medical examiner or you guys feel that this was a medical thing? I guess how would someone go that far off the road and into the water?
Well, this is things that, of course, this is just one piece of the puzzle. Finding the vehicle and finding Mahalia, it just adds, you know, some more pieces to that puzzle that we're trying to put together. The indications now at this point in time is that there was no foul play involved. The medical examiner did release that that the clothing that she had on, she was fully clothed, that that was the clothing that she was wearing the night that she went missing. I can also release to you and tell you that inside the vehicle compartment we found her purse, and there were the keys to the vehicle that were inside the ignition. So at this time, you know, that's just another piece of the puzzle that we have to put together. This case is still under investigation. We are still looking at it, but at this point in time, there is no indication of foul play. We just have to go back and retrace those things. We now have a location of where the vehicle was found, and, you know, it helps us to try to put those pieces of the puzzle back together and get answers for the family and answers to the community of what happened, what took place. And the vehicle itself may contain some evidence as far as the computer that's in the vehicle is telling us what happened in the last moments and those types of things that we'll have to look at and whatever evidence that was collected by our forensics unit when they processed the vehicle.
Okay, is there any thought that it may have been something medical that happened, or is it just you guys just don't really know what happened at all yet?
We really don't know at this point in time. We are waiting for the toxicology results to come back to tell us, you know, what was if there was anything in their system. Those will help us determine, you know, try to determine if there, you know, something was out of the ordinary. We have to wait until the complete results from the autopsy. The autopsy, it was able to the examination. We were able to determine the identification as being Mahalia. Again, this is not the way we in the city, the Green Bay Police Department, the community. It wanted this to end. We wanted to find her alive, and you know, so we are all saddened by this loss.
Okay, and Carl, do you expect to have any other press updates over the weekend at all?
No, there will not be anything further over the weekend. At this point in time, we would be just following up with the investigation and waiting for the toxicology results and looking at the evidence we have and trying to answer all the questions that we have to try to find out what actually took place and try to determine the cause and what happened in those final moments to try to get some closure for the family and for the community.